Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Thank you very much indeed for that. Now, the latest from the French election is that at least 200 candidates have stood down ahead of the runoff election on Sunday. This is as President Emmanuel Macron and a left-wing coalition seek to block the far right. Rivals hope that tactical withdrawals ahead of the runoff on Sunday will prevent the far-right National Rally Party of Marine Le Pen winning an absolute majority of 289 seats in the 577-seat National Assembly. Meanwhile, Marine Le Pen has said she'll try to form a government even if she's short of an outright majority. Well, we're joined now by Charlotte Minvieille, who's a member of the Ecologists, a Green Party, a Green political party, which is part of the new Popular Front. She's also a candidate in the French National Assembly elections and is waiting to find out if she'll be one of the 11 diaspora MPs in the French Parliament. Charlotte, bonsoir. You're very welcome to the programme.
Bonsoir. Thank you very much.
Now, let me ask you, first of all, about this strategic or tactical voting before the runoff election on Sunday. I think the deadline has just passed. It's 5 p.m. Paris time. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's right. And it was a really big challenge to see if actually all of the potential candidates that were facing opponents from the far right and from another party would step down to ensure that we would really counter the far right coming to power and ensuring that we had the lowest number possible of MPs from Marine Le Pen's party.
Okay, and how many candidates? I said at least 200 candidates have stood down. This is because it may have been the case that the number one candidate on the list might have been far right. The second with most support would have been another candidate. The third candidate then would drop out. Isn't that right? To increase the support in the runoff.
Yes, exactly. And, from our coalition on the left, where there was no ambiguity, we were very much clear that we would do everything we could if there was someone from the centrist party or even from the conservative party, that we would step down to ensure that give the maximum chances of this Republican front, meaning that we would try and do everything to try and preserve our democracy and ensuring that this xenophobic agenda wouldn't come to power. And it wasn't as clear from the coalition on the centre, Emmanuel Macron's party. A lot of them have stepped down, a majority of them have stepped down, which I'm really, pleased to hear. But it took them quite a while to be not putting the left on the same level as the far right. There was
It's a big ask, isn't it, if you're on the left or if you're a centrist voter or supporter, to ask each other to support the candidates that might be put forward, be they from the left or be they from the centre, because even not on your own alliance, the new Popular Front, it's a motley crew, isn't it? What do you stand for?
Well, we have a program, a manifesto that we've all come together to agree upon, which is quite unique, actually, because the president called a snap election on the 9th of June, just after the European election, which was crazy time frames for us, and at a time when the far right did really well in those elections, so putting really our democracy at risk. And the parties on the left, the Socialists, the Green Party, which I'm from, the France Insoumise, the Communist Party, came together and agreed on a manifesto, which is really a manifesto of hope, of change, which has environmental and social justice at its core, which is what has been really missing from the current government.
I think you're proposing things like raising the minimum wage, index linking pensions, retrofitting and so on. Do you have a figure as to how much all of your proposals would cost?
Well, all of our program is costed, and we actually have a lot of economists who have testified that it's credible, including a Nobel Prize winner, Esther Duflo. And all of our proposals, which of course have costs, also have sources of revenue. For example, we want to put in place a wealth tax, which has a climate component to it. We also want to ensure that there aren't subsidies that are given to companies when there's an an environmental or a social impact that's detrimental. So it's it's fully costed and thought through.
You're characterized sometimes in France, certainly by centrist parties, as being not just left but far left. I mean, how would you describe yourselves? Would you be share the same type of political space as Jeremy Corbyn or Bernie Sanders? Are they like-minded in your opinion?
I mean, I would say it's difficult to compare, but in terms of the language of calling, the alliance on the far left, there's actually been a something that's been said by the state council, our Conseil d'État, which has said that Marine Le Pen's party, the Rassemblement National, is on the far right, whereas the parties of our coalition, including La France Insoumise, which is a bit further to the left, are the left. They're not from the far left. So that's been actually ruled and, you know, it can be verified. So our positions aren't extreme. They're really positions of hope, and yes, there's diversity which within that coalition, and we all bring different strengths. You know, in a similar way, in other countries, there might be some green parties, some parties that are a bit more to the centre left, or Labour or socialist. But we all bring something positive to this.
But who is your
coalition.
Leader, though? And if you were to put forward a prime minister, who would it be? Because the leader you have, Jean-Luc Mélenchon of France en Bout. He's seen as a divisive figure, is he not?
Yes, well, you know, I think we've been very clear that we didn't want to agree already on a prime minister that we would put forward. So what we're planning to do is that, you know, each parliamentary group can suggest who they would want, for example, to be the prime minister. We'll decide that after the elections on Sunday. And we want it to be someone who's more consensual. And of course, Jean-Luc Mélenchon hasn't necessarily been that consensual figure for French politics. So, you know, we want to see who that could be, but we don't want to have a set figure at the moment and unify more on our thoughts and our ideas and our program. But it will be something that we'll decide collectively. Mm. And, you know, it's all of the different party leaders. So Jean-Luc Mélenchon is not the leader of the France Insoumise. It's Manuel Bompard, my party leader, Marine Tondelier from the Greens, etc., that have come together to agree on this program and this this coalition. So those are also the key actors of this movement.
Can I ask you about Marine Le Pen and what she said today? Do you think she will seek to form a government, even if she doesn't have an outright majority?
Well, it's possible, you know, and I think there also is going to be a big responsibility from the Conservative Party, which is called Les Républicains, to see if they're all going to be willing to go in an alliance with her. They've been really divided and split about that lately. And I think it's important to really try and do everything we can to make sure that they don't have an outright majority, but also that they don't have the majority in Parliament. And there's still a chance, you know, there's not that much difference in terms of percentages which are separating this alliance on the left, the Nouveau Front Populaire, with the far right. So there's still everything that's at play to try and stop it. And I think it's fundamental, you know, for women's rights, for binationals like me, for French people of foreign origin, for LGBT people, to do everything we can to try and preserve our democracy. We've seen what's happened in other countries in Europe, like Italy or Poland or other countries that have seen the far right come to power. And we really have to do everything we can. So I want to try and encourage everybody to vote. If you have French listeners on your program, you know, to try and go and vote on Sunday.
Can I ask you, I'm sure people have read an awful lot, but can I ask you in your words to describe very briefly how you think Marine Le Pen is a threat to democracy in France?
Well, she's a threat to democracy because they've, you know, they've contested some institutions like the Constitutional Council. You know, they've been ambiguous about the role of the president, that it would be maybe symbolic. They've also, for example, said that some public sector jobs would only go to binationals. For example, one of their representatives has said that one of our former education minister, Najat Vallaud-Belkacem, who's of French and Moroccan nationality, you know, that it's not legitimate and that she would be disloyal in that role. So I think it's a huge threat for a lot of us who, you know, who would want to be able to have, you know, jobs in different institutions within France. So and we've seen what's happened elsewhere, as I mentioned, you know, depriving women's rights to abortion in Poland or taking away universal credits in Italy. All of these measures from the far right put a huge risk on not just on our democracy, but of course on everyone's rights and well-being.
Okay, well, I know you're awaiting your own electoral fate. We might talk again if and when you're elected. But Charlotte Menvay, a member of the Ecologists or the French Greens, merci à vous. Thank you very much indeed.